This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Matthew. The newly elected BJP MLAs in Maharashtra will meet today in Mumbai to elect their leader. The party has deputed Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani as observers to help MLAs elect their legislature party leader. The new Chief Minister will take oath 5 p.m. tomorrow at South Mumbai's Azad Maidan in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Senior BJP leader and former Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis is considered front-runner for the CM's post. BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance secured resounding victory in recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections. President Draupadi Murmu will visit the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri this morning. After the darshan, she will grace the 75th anniversary celebration of Gopabandhu Ayurveda Mahavidyalaya in Puri. President Murmu, who is also the Supreme Commander of Indian Armed Forces, will grace the Navy Day as chief guest, hosted by Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri today. Afternoon. Navy Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated on 4th of December every year to recognize the achievements and role of the Indian Navy. It was on this day in 1971, during Operation Trident, the Indian Navy sank four Pakistani vessels, including PNS Khyber, killing hundreds of Pakistani Navy personnel. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the PSLV C-59 Proba 3 mission at 4 p.m. today from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. PSLV C-59 will launch Proba 3 satellites of the European Space Agency into the highly elliptical orbit. The commercial arm of ISRO, namely New Space India Limited, has got this order from European Space Agency. The satellites will study the sun's corona, its surrounding atmosphere, space weather and solar wind. The National Council for Vocational Education and Training of Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has officially recognized the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center in Space as an awarding body. The recognition aims to strengthen the vocational education and training landscape in the space sector. The agreement was signed in the presence of the Secretary of the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. The United Kingdom has updated its travel advisory for Bangladesh, saying terrorists are likely to try to carry out attacks in Bangladesh. UK's Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, FCDO, said in a warning that terrorist attacks could be discriminate during including places visited by foreign nationals such as crowded areas, religious buildings and political rallies. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, has stressed the urgent need for international cooperation to address land degradation and its impact on forced migration. He was addressing the ministerial dialogue on migration at UN Convention to Combat Desertification, UNCCD, COP16 in Saudi capital Riyadh. Drawing from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 2019 commitment to restore 26 million hectares of degraded land by 2030, the Union Minister emphasized India's comprehensive approach to addressing land degradation. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has announced the lifting of emergency martial law after the National Assembly voted to end it following fierce backlash from lawmakers across the political spectrum. His cabinet approved a motion to terminate martial law approximately 6 hours after the surprise emergency declaration. In the Asian Women's Handball Championship, hosts India will take on Iran in the second Group B match this evening at New Delhi's Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. The match is scheduled to start at 6 p.m. IST. In other matches of the day, Hong Kong, China will face Japan in a Group B match, while Singapore will take on China and Kazakhstan will play against the Republic of Korea in Group A matches. And that is the end of the news bulletin.